Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, but, you know, we need to have a place in our heart where we're thankful for what we do have and not sweating, if you will, what we don't have.
Right.
It's really, it's got me thinking. So, you know, like, how much is enough?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I know.
How more blessed can we be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think one of the worst things that can happen to us is that we fail to recognize the goodness and faithfulness of God towards us.
Mm-hmm.
We just take things for granted. And, of course, the enemy tries to get us to focus on ourselves and what we don't have,
mm-hmm.
and on what's going wrong. And, of course, the things, you know, that don't please our flesh. You know, he's quick to bring that up to your attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You do?
Yeah.
But it's crazy. He's like, you know, we're living in the land of blessing, in the land of promise.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's like, we're complaining?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
again?
Again. It's like, what are we? And granted, I mean, there are tough, there are some tough times. People are going through some tough things. But it's like, you know, I'd rather be going through tough times in this country. You know what I mean? Than going through some rough times in another country.
That's right.
You know, and we have to have perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what happens is if we stay in that funk, if you will, if we stay in that place of just being ungrateful and just complaining, you know, and being dissatisfied, Pat, it's like a spiral, man. It just, mm-hmm. you spiral out of control.
That's right.
And the first thing that happens is just you start comparing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And comparison's just like, you know, what do they have? And what does my neighbor drive? And
yeah.
and how come we don't have that?
Yeah.
We didn't go on vacation this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you see their Facebook pages? It's a mirage, baby. It's a mirage.
It's a mirage.
Mirage. You know, it's a mirage. Don't worry about it. But you're comparing the cars and what they're driving and what their kids wore to school and what kind of shoes they have. And it's like in their house and, oh, they remodeled. And it's like, really? And once comparison starts getting in your heart, once comparison starts settling in your heart and you start comparing your life to someone else's life, it's like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting on that slippery slope.
Yeah, it's a dangerous road.
It is a dangerous road. I mean, the Bible even warns about it. It says those who compare themselves by themselves are not wise. Why even go there?
Right.
It says, like, why even be tempted to start thinking about something that you don't have and comparing about what you don't, you know, that you don't have it.
Right.
And so when that begins to settle, this is the thing that wild thoughts, Pat,
mm-hmm.
will take you to wild places. You know, if you're listening here today, I want to encourage you. Wild thought to take you to wild places. The more that you think about things that you're not supposed to think about,
mm-hmm.
you're eventually going to carry out what it is that's been on your heart and on your mind. That's why the Bible instructs us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. You know, I like to say that thoughts sometimes, you know, go through your mind. Every thought that's in your mind, by the way, is not your thought. You know, the devil can hit you with a fiery thought. You know, God can put a thought in your mind or you can have a thought, you know.
Right.
But not everything that goes in your mind is from you. So think of it like a conveyor belt. You see a conveyor belt going across your mind. If you see, you know, you see that thought, that thing you're not supposed to be focusing on.
Yeah, cast it down, you know, quick.
Don't mull over it and look at it go by and take thing, you know, take every thought, pull that thing off that conveyor belt.
Snatch it off quick.
Mm-hmm. Slam. Don't allow that thing to run traffic in your mind. You know, say you're the keeper of your mind. You're the guardian of your mind. But if you don't guard it, I'll tell you, wild thoughts take you to wild places.
That's right.
And so what happens is that once you start comparing, you start thinking, you know, then you start to covet. You know, and that's just like, you know, I guess a biblical term, you know, that's one of the Ten Commandments. You know, you should not covet, but it's basically a like a a wrong desire. It's to eagerly want something that somebody else wants. Mm-hmm. You know, the young people have a term called, you know, they're sweating that. You know what I'm saying? I'm they're sweating over the fact that they don't have what someone else has. So they're saying, right. I'm sweating that. I'm want that in like a desirous, envious type of way. You know, mm-hmm. not like, oh, that's nice, and we need to pick one of those up too. It's like, I want that. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good because that produces more of that stuff.
Of the same, right?
Yeah, of the same. So now there's like, uh-oh, that slippery slope, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't been thankful for what we do have. I mean, Nick has no arms and no legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you should see the joy. Hopefully we can find this video, and I'm going to make that available on the VFN tour. Yeah. But you got to see Nick. You got to see him. Because it's going to change your perspective on what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
On what you're going through. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ can pull you through anything if you're willing to stand the pull. You can make it. You can transition. You can adjust to the other side. Mm-hmm. But you can't be stuck in doom and gloom, and this is not going to happen, and this can't work. I'm trying to encourage you this morning.
That's right.
You can make it.
Yeah.
You can make it, but don't get on that slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Where you start comparing. Then you start sweating, coveting, you know, desiring
what
somebody else has. And then you know what else happens, Pat?
What's that?
You know, they start complaining. That murmuring starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this is a slippery slope. That's why you got to take these thoughts captive. Because once they settle in, they automatically start. I mean, it just comes out of your mouth. So the Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. If it's been flowing in your thought, if it's been flowing in your pattern, if it's inside you and just and percolating, if you will, marinating inside you, it's about to come out. And then you start complaining, and you start, you know, why don't we have it? Why is this happening? And this is just a bad situation. And worse, you know, you can be tempted to blame God.
Right.
And it's like, did we have any hand in this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did we cause anything that possibly is happening in our life? And why does God get blamed for everything?
Right.
I mean, certainly God allows situations to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But why would we even be tempted to want to blame him? So we're talking about how you can be encouraged, how you can begin to start living a life of thankfulness and gratefulness. We got to go return back to the place that we're grateful for what we do have. Let me tell you something. There's a day that's coming, unless the church repents, that we're really going to wish that we were thankful for what we had.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you complain about two bathrooms, it's going to be a day that you only going to have one.
Yeah.
If at all. You know, it's going to be like, oh, complaining that you have a car, that, you know, that you don't have the car that you want. But it's going to come a day. It's going to come a day.
That's right.
That you're just happy that you had a car.
Anything, yeah.
A car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious now. And the thing about it is that we can't be so prideful and presumptuous to think that it's just always going to be the way it's been. You know, it's always going to be again, we're just going to work. And we can't start relying on the things that have helped us out before in the past, the things that we have clung onto that we've made idols. I mean, Jonah says, you know, believes in Jonah 2:9, that those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs.
Mm. That's powerful.
Yeah. If you're holding on to any kind of worthless idol to help you make it, as long as I got that credit card, you know what I'm saying? As long as I got that job,
right?
As long as I have that paycheck that's coming,
then
we're going to be all right. We're going to make it.
Right.
And it's like, let me tell you now, shift now, transition now. You know what I'm saying? Just now.
That's right.
And put all your faith and all your confidence in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
That's right.
So you start comparing, you start coveting, you start complaining, and that slope comes to the point where you come to start claiming things now. It's like a sense of entitlement. You know, I deserve this. You know what I'm saying? I deserve that new car. I deserve, you know, And this is the whole thing with, you see, the Occupy and all this stuff. It's like, what entitlement? Wait a minute. Who owes you? And just be, and what, you know, what is that all about? And are you serious? It's like, who owes you? And the thing is that these demands, we don't need to be making these demands on God. We don't need to be making these demands on other people. We need to learn to be grateful. We need to teach our children to be grateful. And it's amazing how, as parents, we're so quick to be able to tell our children, you need to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, there's someone starving somewhere in parts of the world. You better eat
right.
that. You know, well, when I was a kid, I only had one toy.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that concept when we're trying to share that with our kids. But as an adult, I mean, church, are you listening to it? I mean, do you understand that concept?
Right.
Do you understand that concept to be grateful and stop comparing? And we got to return to a place of a heart of gratitude. You know, gratitude is the quality of being grateful. It's a state of being, you know, just happy and just thankful. Thankful, you know, blessed. And, you know, to me, I love Thanksgiving. To me, it's one of, I mean, my favorite holidays. And no, Pat's not because of the turkey and all good food. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
But it's because you know, I want to live a life of thankfulness. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you want to be at the point that if Jesus didn't do another thing for you.
Mm.
If he didn't do another thing for you.
Not a thing.
You just want to live the rest of your life as a thank you. I mean, hasn't he not done enough?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing worse than seeing a small child is so spoiled. Just like, you know. And
yeah,
sometimes
that makes you sick.
Yeah. You look at the holidays and these people just.
Ungrateful.
You know, just like, are you serious?
Mm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And the word says that we should enter his courts with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Well, you know, I just want to encourage you listening today. Don't get caught up in that cycle. Don't get caught up in the fact of what you don't have. Don't get on that slippery slope. Embrace a heart of gratitude. Embrace a heart that's going to say, you know what? No matter what, we're going to see what's good in this. We're going to see, you know, how blessed we are. Good stuff, really good stuff. Well, this website, and we can't really endorse the folks who put this website together. We don't know exactly, you know, what their goal is, I guess, in sharing this. And I think they're trying to you know, end poverty and that type of stuff. But they have a calculator here, Pat, and it says how rich you are. And you're going to be able to put some numbers in here, and we'll see how rich you are. Okay, see how blessed. Because, you know, first thing that Americans want to do is are complaining about how much money they're making or how much money they're not making, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to put some numbers, and these numbers are going to tell you how rich, you know, what percentage you live in the world's population, like how rich you are compared to the rest of the world.
Right.
And so they put a disclaimer here, which I think is pretty good, because they say, you might think that the above figures are distorted, because each dollar goes further in an impoverished country. So they're saying, don't think that this is going to be miscued now because, you know, American dollar is going to go farther than, you know, in another country because their currency is worth less. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, America's currency is not what it used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
However, these figures have already been adjusted to take this into account instead of simply using the current exchange rate to compare incomes. They are compared in terms of how much money is needed to buy locally what $1 buys in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, it's like equal here, okay? This is called purchasing power parity. Mm. And many developing world statistics are adjusted to take it into account. Therefore, we are really part of a very small, well, let's play with these numbers. So what's the first, let's say if you make, let's just say what, let's just start out with $75,000, Pat.
Okay.
I know you're, and let's give these folks a healthy family size. Let's say a family of five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
That's two people. Let's say it's two incomes, let's say in America, right? Mm-hmm. $75,000.
Right.
We're not going crazy. We're not even going 100,000, a million, you know, 3 million, you know, whatever, 250,000.
Right.
We're just going to say 75,000.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness, Pat.
What's it say?
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You are in the richest 8.5% of the world's population.
Wow.
8.5%.
Okay, put that in layman's terms. What does that really mean?
Well, think about it. Think about this. That there's, out of the whole world's population,
mm-hmm.
only 8% of the income earners are above that. You know, everyone, I mean, you're basically in the top 8% of all the income that's made in the world.
Right.
That's huge. Wow. In fact, what it says is that your income is more than 13 times that of a typical person.
13 times.
13 times. Get this. You still be, if you gave 10% of your income away, $75,000, a family of five now,
mm-hmm.
family of five, and you gave away 10%,
mm-hmm.
you still be in the top 9.6%.
Wow.
Of all the income in the world.
And which, then,
is that and then we're just like, oh my goodness.
And that's not enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing is that we're complaining about what we don't have, and we're blessed, man. We are mm-hmm. so rich in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
We have more wealth than most people in the world. In the world.
Wow.
And the reason why, you know, think about it. If, you know, why do you have to have the fancy car? Mm-hmm. I mean, really think about it. I mean, if it's about just transportation, you know, and listen, I'm not against nice vehicles. You know, nice car is a nice car. It'll work, you know.
Sure.
But and you really start to think about it. You really start to think about it. If it's about getting to A to B, what would any car just do? I mean, if you were in an island where mm-hmm. nobody saw what you drove,
right?
What would you care if you were in a hoopty, or were you in an Escalade? I mean, would it really matter? You know,
mm-hmm.
if it did the same and nobody saw it,
right?
What would you really care?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to know that you want to get from one end of the island
to the other. Right.
And so you really begin to start questioning your motives, the why of what you do and what, you know, all this type of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
we don't need to hang our hat on anything else but Jesus Christ. My goodness, you know,
right.
Nothing, refuse to let anything else bring you joy or satisfaction. Let's play some more. Let's go a little bit more. Give me a number here. Give me a number, Pat. Give me a number.
Higher?
A lower. Let's go.
A lower number?
Let's see.
Say 50,000.
All right, let's go 50,000. Okay, and let's give them what a good family of, because we want to be realistic.
Say a family of six.
Six? Let's go to seven.
Oh, seven.
Would you say that a family of seven is a lot of mouths to feed?
That's a lot, yeah.
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
I know somebody with seven.
Ooh. Wow. You are in the richest 17%. In the richest 17%, you're still in the top 20% tier. That means 80% of the world's population earns less than you.
Right.
80% of the world's population. That's huge. And even if you gave away 10% of it, you'd still be at 18%. That's huge.
Wow.
But you know what, Pat? We're going to go even a step further, because you know, I know some people are like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Right.
So, let's just throw another number in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you go, let's get crazy.
How about say, you know, like a college kid, single guy, making, I don't know, 18 grand a year.
18?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Just himself? Well, actually, you know what? Let me do this one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using poverty. This is what they declare as poverty, okay? Well, how they declare a poverty income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Say 23,000
mm-hmm.
with a family of five.
Yeah.
Okay? That's in America.
Mm-hmm.
In America.
Right.
And you put five playing here with this, okay? Listen to VFN radio listeners. Let's see. Oh my goodness. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
21%. Wow. You're in the 21% of the richest people, the wealthiest people in the world. In the world. We need perspective, man. We need perspective. It's like, Lord, forgive us. Did you know that the average person lives on $4 a day? Now, I use those numbers. Let me say, if you're making, you know, 100 and 250, you can imagine what that percentage of the world that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine. And we're going to make this available so that you can see for yourself and show your family. But we need to return back to a heart of gratitude. We need to turn back to a place where we honor the Lord and being thankful. We need to turn back to a place where we're, as the church, are not robbing God. Even if you tithe and you give your offering, you're still living in the most wealthiest 20% at the worst case scenario of the world, who lives on $4 a day. Let me tell you, you are blessed. Let's begin to honor God and appreciate the blessings that he's given us, not to live in a time where we're complaining, but that we have an attitude of gratitude, that we're thankful for everything the Lord has done.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.